Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM, Descanso. And today, my very special guest is Brad Weber. He is the group editor of a number of different publications. The latest is called Discovering My City, La Mesa Magazine. Brad, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your publishing background, what you did before you started this, and what made you decide to get into local publishing.
Well, I've been in close to publishing for over 30 years, mostly and most recently as a printer for other publications all over the country. I lived in my beautiful house in Normal Heights for 21 years, and I kind of stumbled into the local publishing business. I acquired a store in Normal Heights that went out of business. I didn't want the business to go out. It was a local iconic business, and long story short is I ended up taking it over. I wanted to promote it, and I've always believed in local marketing. Our neighborhood was where we drew from. It was a shipping store, and is a shipping store, so we didn't draw from far away. Mm-hmm. So I proceeded to reach out to advertising options, and the only real available option was another newspaper in my area that covered a much wider area than I drew from, and I was never a big reader of it because there wasn't much information in the paper about our local community.
Right. People like hyper-local news. They want to know what's happening in their neighborhood.
They really do. And even the title wasn't our neighborhood. It was kind of a title of another neighborhood. And it's like, why do I want to read their information? I want my own information.
Right.
So when I found out how many they actually distribute in my neighborhood and how much it cost and how they distributed, I said, that's no. So I called the closest paper to me was North Park News, which has been around for about 25 years. Mm-hmm. And it's a great paper, and it was more for North Park. It was what I liked, but it wasn't my neighborhood. I was in Normal Heights. Anyway, I talked to the publisher, and he was kind of fed up with the business, and he said, I'd rather sell you the paper than sell you an ad. I'm going out of business.
So you bought the North Park News?
Well, I did, yeah. Wow. We made an arrangement. We had lunch and left the lunch, me being the manager.
Yeah, they were a good publication. I wrote for them a couple stories many years ago.
Yeah, they have a long history and a very good name. And, you know, I checked with a lot of people, and people liked the publication. They were going kind of not growing the opposite direction. That's why he was about to give up on it. So I took it over, but it didn't solve my problem for my local business because North Park was too far from Normal Heights for me to draw people to my store.
So what did you do?
What I did was I, number one, changed the title, and I called it Normal Heights News or Adams Avenue News. Ah. And I'm a big believer in direct mail. I have a long history in direct mail, and I really deeply believe that's the best way to distribute newspapers versus putting them in racks or throwing them in your curbs
kind
on your lawn.
Kind of a wish and a prayer that somebody will actually see it.
Exactly.
And buy it.
So we can really control. So I mailed a radius mail around my neighborhood store, and people walked in almost instantly and said, wow, this is so neat. We got this paper in the mail. We haven't had a paper for 15 years in Normal Heights, and
very
this is
nice.
So cool, young and old.
Yes.
So it worked. So I continued to do that for a couple months. And then I started to think, geez, maybe I can sell some advertising so it doesn't cost me so much in my local neighborhood, and did that. And I went over to Kensington and ran into a real estate agent over there that was mailing postcards. And had a conversation with her, and I talked her into trying us out to do the publication instead of a postcard mailer because they're expensive.
Yeah.
I get them all the time in my house.
Sure.
And they work, obviously, because realtors and other businesses continue to do it. So we started a Kensington Talmadge paper, and she gave me a 3-month trial to see how it worked out. And almost 3 years later, still doing that one. And we've grown to a total of 24 papers per month.
Now, is this your first one in East County?
In East County. What happened in East County is I moved.
Ah,
so I didn't want to. I love Normal Heights. My wife found this beautiful home here in Mount Helix area. Mm-hmm. And I came scratching and clawing. I really didn't want to move at all. I loved my neighborhood, but all's well that ends well,
you
and I love it here now.
Yeah, you found
she was
another
right,
wonderful
like
neighborhood.
They usually are. If you just listen to them, she was right. I found a beautiful home.
Yeah.
I love the neighborhood. I never was familiar with East County. It just didn't come out that often, but it's beautiful. I love it. And, obviously being in the business, I wanted to do a publication in my own neighborhood.
Sure.
So, I intended honestly to start a newspaper right away.
So Normal Heights loss is La Mesa's gain.
Well, now. Normal Heights has still got us. Mm-hmm. So we're still there doing there, but, yeah, thank you for that. I started talking to people and ran into some people that really wanted a magazine. They didn't want a newspaper right away. They thought our community was growing and we deserved a magazine. I do print magazines. I have a lot of experience with magazine publishing from both sides of the table. And long story short, we decided to do a magazine and we just got our first issue out.
Yeah, it just landed in my mailbox, actually. I live here on Mount Helix in the unincorporated part of La Mesa myself. It's called Discovering My City, La Mesa Magazine, for those of you that just tuned in. And it's a beautiful publication, full color, glossy. The inaugural issue, you seem to have hit all the hot-button issues. You know,
thanks.
We've got a story about coyotes, which I laugh because if you read the Mount Helix Next Door forum, every other post is somebody talking about the coyotes roaming the area. You have a story about the Mount Helix the park or the amphitheater up there?
Yeah, both the park, nonprofit organizations, and the amphitheater.
Yeah. Yeah, a review of Giardino's restaurant, which we had also just recently reviewed. So
right.
You found the latest hot eatery in town.
Yeah, all of our publications, our motto is community, kids, and causes. And we say we're not really a newspaper or a magazine more than we're a newsletter.
Yeah.
We only go into communities where people love where they live, where they wear t-shirts, where they have stickers in their car, they support the local schools.
Yeah.
We feel our job is to remind people, number one, how lucky we are to live in a beautiful place like this. Let's go out and meet our neighbors. But if someone's in need, let's help them take care. So we support a lot of nonprofit organizations in our publications.
That's great.
And also expose them to the local businesses and events. And, you know, we're big supporters of local independent businesses. And it's hard. I have one of my own. I know how hard it is to run a business. So we're really, one of our main focuses is encouraging residents to at least give the local guy or gal a shot. You know, if you need anything from a dinner or a pair of shoes or a haircut or anything in between, go to your local person first. Give them a shot. If they charge you too much or they're not open on time or they're mean to you or any other reason, you know, go to Walmart or go on Amazon or whatever, but always give your local business a shot first.
Yeah, buy local, shop local. People don't really realize that it's not only helping the small business owner, but it's keeping the sales tax dollars right here in the local community where it can do some good.
So. Yeah, I mean, in franchise, there's nothing generally wrong with it, but people don't realize that a lot of that money goes out of the community to the franchisors who may be in some other part of the world or the U.S.
Now, you also have events, and for those of you that follow East County Magazine and you've seen our Destination East County or heard it on the radio, we do kind of a preview version of it a couple of months ahead for the La Mesa Magazine, and it includes not only La Mesa events, but a few of those that are close by. If it's within, you know, 5-10 minutes of La Mesa, you think people want to hear about it.
Absolutely. And we're not a news organization. East County Magazine, when I found out about what you do, I was really impressed. I mean, that's a real publication. When there's a car wreck or a fire and things like that, you're someone that I would turn to find stuff like that out. We're more, like I said, a newsletter. You look forward to what's going on for the next month and someone in the neighborhood you didn't know of. There's so many interesting folks that live around us that people, whether it's an artist or an author or a celebrity, or there's so many people out there that you'll never hear of.
There are amazing people, and I know we get pitched all the time about that kind of ideas, and just because of budget constraints, we can't possibly do them all. We have to kind of pick and choose and cover the entire East County to some degree. So it's nice to have these really local publications that can really delve into who's living in La Mesa and what is there to do in the La Mesa Mount Helix area and what are the important organizations, the nonprofits, and the places to go and the things to do. So
that's true. There's a real need for it. And I've been in this business a long time, and I've done my own publications in the past, but I've never had a response from this little magazine that we mailed out.
That's great.
Several dozens, literally dozens of people called me because my phone number was in there.
Nice.
And they called me and thanked me for sending it to them. I've never had that happen before.
Yeah. So. Well, speaking of that, if you want to call and you have ideas to share with Brad, can we say the number on the air?
You can, sure.
It is
619-300-1732. Brad@localumbrella is the email address. Our parent organization is Local Umbrella Media, who publishes all the newspapers and the
So brad@localumbrella.com?
That's perfect.
Okay, very good. So that's how they can reach you.
Yeah, and we would love to have community input. We didn't in our first issue because no one knew about us. But now,
sure.
Now that it's out there, we want, whether it's a local artist or a local writer, or if there's a kid around that's done something great for the community or the school, that's the kind of community-generated content we really want to share with people, because that's really the only way to get that.
Fabulous. So are you planning to expand and add more of these community magazines in other East County cities or neighborhoods?
Absolutely. Not only in East County, but across San Diego. But yes, we really believe another motto we have is the smaller you get, the more people care. So people care about their family, obviously, but the next step up is their neighborhood. And again, when people love where they live, they're proud of it. We want to remind them that there's things out there to make it even better. And we plan on doing just about every community in San Diego County eventually. I don't know how long that'll take us, but I think we've grown from, in less than 3 years, we've grown from a single paper to 24 and now 25 with La Mesa. So we're on track to be in 40 areas before the end of the year.
Wow, well, that's very exciting, Brad. Listeners, if you just tuned in, we have been speaking with Brad Weber, who is the group publisher of a number of publications, the most recent being Discovering My City, La Mesa Magazine. And where can they find you online, Brad, if they want to look up and learn more?
Well, we do have a website for the magazine. It's discoveringmycity.com. And again, we did just do our first issue, so we're building more content. We want to partner in some way, shape, or form with East County Magazine to make sure people are finding you also. So
thank you. We're really looking forward to that. This collaboration between media, I think, is something that's really exciting. I've never looked at other media as competition, but rather there's enough news out there to go around, and the more the better, I think. And
especially you being a nonprofit. Now, we're not a nonprofit. Sometimes I think we should be, because it's it's not easy to make money. There's a reason other people aren't doing this, and there's a reason bigger media companies have abandoned sort of the small hyper-local markets, because it's hard. I mean, you have to dig up the news. You have to pay somebody to do it or get a lot of help from the community, and that's we get a lot of people doing things for us because they believe in the mission.
Well, very good. Brad, I'm really excited as a La Mesa resident, Mount Helix resident, about finding Discovery My City, La Mesa Magazine in my mailbox. And I really want to thank you for taking the time to come on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ and share your story.
I appreciate you inviting me. Thanks, Miriam.
You're welcome.